sa isang malaking organization, sa isang successful na kumpanya, hindi pwedeng mawala yung leader na visionary. Yung leader na kung ano-anong idea, yung leader na baliw na baliw sa sarili niyang negosyo. Pero hindi pwedeng baliw ka lang. Hindi pwedeng kung ano-ano lang yung nakikita mo. You have to persuade people. You have to sell that idea. You have to sell the vision. You have to sell the vision to the point na habang kinikwento mo sa kanila yung vision mo, kaya mong ipakita sa kanila yung nakikita mo. Kaya mong iparamdam sa kanila yung nararamdaman mo. At kaya mong patunayan sa kanila na kaya mo silang dalhin doon kung sasabay sila, kung sasama sila. Yes, good day to you guys and welcome to another episode of Principles by MJ Lopez. Here in this podcast, we will talk about life, business, career, leadership, entrepreneurship, and success principles that you can use to manifest and create the life that you want. And today, we will talk about something really valuable. Because a lot of people had been asking me, Sir MJ, paano ba magnegosyo? Paano ba magsimula ng negosyo? Sir MJ, teenager ako, paano ako magbi-business? Sir MJ, college student ako, paano magne-negosyo? Sir MJ, empleyado ako, OFW ako, paano ba magnegosyo? Sir MJ, meron akong negosyo, nahihirapan akong mag-breakthrough. Break-even lang lagi yung income ko. Pantawid gutom lang, hindi talaga ako kumikita. Sir MJ, kung nagsisimula pa lang ako, ano ba yung unang skills na kailangan kong i-build? At masasagot lahat ng yan dito sa episode na to. Because in this episode, we will talk about the top 10 skills for success in business. Ano ba yung top 10? Ano ba yung personal na top 10 ko? Pagdating sa skills na kailangan mong i-build para sa success ng negosyo mo. So let's dive in. Number 1, communication. Now it sounds obvious but a lot of people are not taking communication seriously. Bakit? Kasi since it's basic, it's fundamental. Alam naman natin na sa mundo ng social media, a lot of people are too technical. They want something extravagant. They want new ideas. They want strategies. They want a shortcut for success. They want the best platform. But in reality, kahit nasa ang industriya ka, kahit anong platform yan, it is very important that you have communication skills. Because majority ng skills na mababanggit ko dito sa episode na to, communication ang foundation nila. Yung sales, yung marketing, yung negotiation, yung building relationship, people skills, leadership skills, even strategies. You have to learn how to communicate. Una, you have to learn how to communicate your ideas. In terms of building relationship, dapat marunong ka mag-communicate. Alam naman natin yan, kaya maraming nasisirang relationships. Jowa, friendship, family, business relationships, nasisira yan because of miscommunication or misinformation or uncommunicated feelings. Hindi mo na-express. Either yung appreciation mo, yung pagmamahal mo, o yung galit mo kaya naipon. And most of the regrets came from uncommunicated ideas as well. Yung mga business ideas na hindi mo shinare, hindi mo binenta, hindi mo sinimulan, hindi mo ginawa, magugulat ka na lang na simulan na ng ibang tao at makikita mo yung mayaman sila doon. Makikita mo successful na sila sa ginagawa nila just because you didn't communicate your ideas. O baka naman na sobrahan ka sa communication, yung ideas mo, yung business concepts mo, kinuwento mo sa lahat, pero since hindi ka magaling mag-communicate, hindi ka marunong mag-negotiate, nanakaw ng iba yung idea mo. Dahil lang sa chismis, dahil lang sa pagkikwento. Sa bottom line, crucial sa pagninegosyo mo, yung communication skills mo. So balikan natin, pati sa pagbebenta. Because we communicate the product, the value of the product. When you have a business idea, and you wanna sell the idea, you have to communicate how valuable your idea is. Paano mo siya ibebenta? Paano siya magiging mabenta sa marketplace? Bakit siya kailangan ng mga tao? Bakit mo kailangan ng investor? Lahat ng yan, ang bottom line, communication. Even when you are hiring, you have to communicate very well ano yung hinahanap mo. Even when you are a leader, and you are leading people, you have to communicate what you want. You have to communicate what you feel. You have to communicate the plan, the execution, the objective, the vision. And since it is one of the basics, nakakalimutan nating aralin ang communication. Kasi nga masyado tayo nakafocus sa paggawa ng pera, pero kaya hindi masustain yung success, hindi marunong mag-communicate. So yeah, first thing that you have to learn, communication. Number 2, sales and marketing. In connection with the communication skills, you also have to learn how to sell. At alam naman natin, sa pagninegosyo, you are either selling a product or a service. So hindi pwedeng hindi ka marunong magbenta. A lot of people may say, Sir MJ, mag-hire na lang ako ng magaling magbenta. Kahit na. Paano mo malalaman kung sino yung magaling magbenta kung hindi ka marunong magbenta? How would you know? And paano mo sisimulan yung negosyo mo kung hindi mo kayang ibenta sa investor yung idea mo? Paano mo sisimulan yung negosyo mo kung ikaw mismo hindi mo kayang ibenta yung produkto mo? Kasi kahit gano'ng kaganda yung products mo, kahit gano'ng kaganda yung serbisyo mo, kahit sobrang lupit ng quality niya, ng packaging niyan, kung hindi mo kayang ibenta, hindi ka magkakapera. And don't get me wrong, maybe you are great in selling but you wanna hire people who are better at you in terms of selling. It's okay. But a huge part of you being able to hire people better than you in terms of selling, valuable people, magagaling magbenta, a huge part of it is you selling the vision. It's you selling the idea to them. So you also have to learn how to sell. And because of social media right now, sobrang bilis ng takbo, sobrang bilis ng pagbabago pagdating sa strategies, sa algorithms. Ang daming ganap sa social media ngayon. Kailangan magaling ka sa marketing. So back to back yan, sales and marketing. And another thing, pag hindi ka motivated, malungkot ka, bad trip ka, you also have to learn how to sell the idea towards yourself. Kailangan kaya mong bentahan yung sarili mo ng idea na dapat kang bumangon, na dapat mong ituloy, na dapat kang lumaban, na dapat kang mag-take ng action regardless of how you feel. So selling is almost everything. Selling will also improve your relationship. Kasi pag magaling kang magbenta ng idea, bottom line, magaling kang mag-communicate, magaling kang mag-express. And every single day, you will sell. Not just products, not just services, but ideas, concepts, strategies. Every single day, you will be closing deals. So, kailangan mo talaga ma-develop yung sales and marketing skills mo. Tandaan mo to, nasa pagbebenta ang pera. Sabihin na natin may manufacturing ka. Mawawalan ng saysay yung manufacturing kung walang mabebenta ang produkto. Mapapanis ang product. May expire lang yung product. Again, kahit sabihin mong sobrang quality ng produkto mo, you have the best product. If you cannot sell, it will only expire. You won't be able to generate funds and cash flow. Napaka-importante pa naman ng cash flow sa isang negosyo. So yeah, sales and marketing. Number 3, negotiation. You have to learn how to negotiate. Now, it's another item kasi kailangan mo ring matutong mag-negotiate ng malalaking deals. I'm talking about getting investors. Or maybe kung nagsisimula ka pa lang, mauutang ka. At syempre, bago ka pa utangin, sometimes you have to negotiate with people. If you don't have a product yet, you have to negotiate with the supplier. You have to know the ins and outs of negotiation. Because you cannot have a deal where you will lose. It has to be a win-win situation. And negotiation is not just about closing the deal. It is also about picking the right partner. Talking to the right person. Doing your background checks. And being extremely prepared. You can actually think of yourself as a lawyer. Ang lawyer, bago humarapin sa kaso, they will make sure na panalo sila. Aaralin nila yung kalaban, aaralin nila yung kaso, aaralin nila paano sila mananalo, yung batas, babalikan nilang lahat. And they will come up with an amazing pitch. Same goes with negotiation. Dapat kilala mo yung kausap mo, prepared ka internally, prepared ka rin to create an impression, and prepared ka rin kung sino yung kausap mo. At pag alam mo hindi nyo matutulungan yung isa't isa, kung alam mo naman sa sarili mo na wala siyang value may i-offer sa'yo at wala ka rin value may i-offer sa kanya, pera-pera lang din, huwag mo nang ituloy. Because that would mean bad negotiation. Kasi alam mo sa sarili mo, umpisa pa lang, hindi na okay. Tinuloy mo pa rin, kasi mukha kang pera. Again, the basics in terms of negotiation is learning how to create a win-win situation. Number 4, organization. You have to learn how to organize yourself, your mind, your people, your products, your inventory, everything. Isa yun sa challenges ng pagnenegosyo. Because there are people who are extremely creative, who are good in marketing, who are good in selling. Sobrang galing nila talaga magbenta, ang galing nilang gumawa ng pera. Pero magugulat ka, wala silang pera. Magugulat ka, magagaling naman yung makakasama niya, magaling naman siya, pero bakit parang kalat-kalat lahat? Hindi niya alam kung saan niya ilalagay yung tao, hindi siya marunong mag-inventaryo ng tao, hindi niya alam kung saan niya ilalagay yung magaling magbenta. Because if you are organized, you know where to put your people. Alam mo kung saan ilalagay yung mga tamang tao. Yung leaders, ilagay mo sa leadership position. Yung magagaling magbenta, dalhin mo sa field, pagbentahin mo. Yung mga organized, yung mga sigurista, ilagay mo sa manufacturing. There will always be a system in place. And as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, you have to know the ins and outs of your own system. You have to learn organizational skills. Kasi nangyayari sa atin, tayo mismo hindi tayo organized sa sarili nating buhay. How do you expect to organize your team, your company, if you cannot organize yourself? Kaya nga ang daming nawawala ng pera, ang daming nawawala ng products, ang daming nawawala ng tao, kahit magaling naman, okay naman yung pasahod, magagaling din yung mga kasama nila, kumikita naman ng malaki, kaya lang sabaw sa organizational skills. Wala rin mangyayari kasi magiging kalat-kalat yung action. Halo-halo yung behavior, magiging magulo. Kasi kahit gaano kagagaling yung mga kasama mo, kahit gaano kakagaling, if the whole team is not aligned, hindi sila aligned sa goal, hindi sila aligned sa vision mo, walang common goal, walang common vision, wala silang destination na tinitingnan, kanya-kanya ng hataw, kanya-kanya ng atake, kahit gaano kagaling, the organization will fall apart. Everyone has to be aligned. And it takes great organizational skills to do that. And in terms of organizational skills, makakatulong din tong number 5, leadership. Kasi syempre, you have to know how to lead people. At tandaan nyo to, as leaders, you have to build a culture that eliminates fear. Yung tipong sa organization, malaya silang mangangarap. They can have ambitions, they can have goals, they can have dreams. An organization where even if they are employed, even if they have a fixed income, even if they have a hard job, as long as they are free to have goals, as long as they can pursue their dreams, as long as everyone is open to learn, to bring ideas to the table, as long as they feel valued, they will stay. They will work hard, and they will achieve. And as leaders, always remember that leaders never cross the finish line alone. May mga taong magaling, lagi siyang nauuna, lagi siyang bida, pero ang magaling na leader, hindi lang siya yung bida. Kaya niyang mag-create ng mga magiging bida din. Kaya niyang mag-create ng mga magiging icon. Kaya niyang mag-create ng leaders din. Kasi willing siya maghintay, patient siya. And kaya lang siya lalong nagmumukhang bida kasi magaling siya magdala. Kasi yung mga tao sa paligid niya, yung nag-aangat sa kanya. So you have to learn how to lead your people, your whole organization, and of course, you have to lead yourself. And most of the time, a lot of great companies didn't start with an amazing product. Yung iba, hindi talaga maganda yung products nila. Yung iba, hindi maganda yung services nila. Yung iba, hindi maganda yung sistema. Pero since magaling yung leader, nag-prosper pa rin yung kumpanya. And little by little, na-build na lang yung sistema. Na-build na lang yung services. Na-build na lang yung products because of the leader. If you know how to lead you and your team, you will be successful, especially in business. Number 6, financial management. So bottom line, nabanggit ko na kanina, kung magaling ka magbenta, eventually you will earn a lot of money. Tapos may leadership skills ka pa, di ba? Tapos you are extremely organized, but you have to learn how to manage your own money, and especially the money of the company. And yan yung sakit ng mga negosyante, especially yung mga nagsisimula pa lang. For example, namuhunan sila ng 100,000. And then first month, kumita sila ng 20,000. Siyempre, pag-ikot ng produkto, especially if you are in sales, kung 20% yung tubo, nabenta lahat ng produkto, that would translate to 120,000 money. Right? Kasi 20% yung tubo mo, doon sa 100,000. Kaya lang most people akala nila, yung buong 120,000, pera na nila yun. That's wrong. Yung 100,000, pera yun ng negosyo mo, hindi mo yun pera. So ang pwede mo lang galawin is the 20,000. At tandaan mo, babawas ka pa ng expenses dyan, pasweldo, and stuff like that. So very important that you understand your own cash flow. And since a lot of people are too insecure, ang daming gustong patunayan sa mundo, parang pasan-pasan niya yung buong mundo, laging may kaaway, laging may kalaban. So sobrang gusto niyang patunayan na marami siyang pera, na malaki kinikita niya. Nagtatranslate yung insecurity niya sa pera. Nagagastos niya yung pera sa mga bagay na walang kwenta. Either short-term happiness, or bumibili siya ng kaibigan, or maybe they are trying to please people, or maybe bili siya ng bili ng kung ano-anong bagay para lang patunayan sa taong may pera siya. Hanggang sa doon na siya mauubos, mawawala na siya ng puhunan. At pag nangyari yun, bankrupt ang negosyo mo. So I think it's just common sense that you have to learn about money and how to handle your own money. Huwag mong gastusin yung perang hindi mo pahawak. So it's really crucial to learn financial management. Number 7, persuasion. You have to learn the art of persuasion. kailangan kaya mong ibenta yung vision mo. Sa isang malaking organization, sa isang successful na kumpanya, hindi pwedeng mawala yung leader na visionary. Yung leader na kung ano-anong idea, yung leader na baliw sa sarili niyang negosyo. Pero hindi pwedeng baliw ka lang. Hindi pwedeng kung ano-ano lang yung nakikita mo. You have to persuade people. You have to sell that idea. You have to sell the vision. You have to sell the vision to the point na habang kinikwento mo sa kanila yung vision mo, kaya mong ipakita sa kanila yung nakikita mo. Kaya mong iparamdam sa kanila yung nararamdaman mo. At kaya mong patunayan sa kanila na kaya mo silang dalhin doon. Kung sasabay sila. Kung sasama sila. And that's one of the most common quality sa lahat ng kakilala kong multi-millionaires, especially billionaires. They always have this vision of the future. At kahit ang layo na ng narating nila, parang ang layo pa rin ang pupuntahan nila. They are always hungry for more. They are always hungry to grow. It's not about the money anymore. It's about the pursuit of the achievement. It's about the challenge. And most importantly, it's getting there to the destination, to the vision. So you really have to learn how to persuade people na maramdaman nila na dapat at pwede silang sumama sa'yo. Number 8, interdependence. Dami nating naririnig na mga babae, diba? Sasabihin nila, I'm an independent woman. I can feed myself and stuff like that. And syempre, most people will start with dependence. So that's level 1. Dependence is nakadepende ka lagi sa mga tao. At lahat tayo dumaan dyan. Nung pinanganak tayo, hindi tayo mabubuhay kung hindi tayo nakadepende sa mga mag-aalaga sa atin, sa mga magulang natin. And sa lahat ng hayop sa animal kingdom, tayo yung pinaka-dependent, no? Tayo yung pinakamahaba, yung duration na dependent tayo sa magulang natin. Pero tayo rin yung pinakamatalino. That is why we can learn independence. So independence is kaya mo yung sarili mo, kaya mo pakainin yung sarili mo, kagaya ng mga boss lady sa internet, no? And yes, it's actually a good thing. But understand that being independent is actually normal for men. Pag independent kang lalaki, normal yon. Pag independent kang babae, grabe ka na. And it's actually the reality. But the thing is, we cannot simply compare that. Because women can also be independent. Pero, we cannot overvalue independence. Kasi nga, it's just normal for men. Pangalawa, it's not the most valuable skill. Because the most valuable skill would be interdependence. Interdependence means, yes, independent ka. Yes, magaling ka. Yes, kaya mo mag-isa. Pero mas magaling ka kapag merong kasama. You have synergy. Synergy means 1 plus 1 equals 3. Or maybe 1 plus 1 equals 5. So the idea is this. Independent na tao, pag pinagsama mo, mas maganda yung magiging resulta. Because they have synergy. Like these two people, kung mag-isa sila, 100% effort, 1-1. But when they collaborate, yung supposed to be na 1:1 na resulta nila kung mag-isa sila, kaya nilang gawing 3 or 4 or 5. And that's learning how to work well with other people. And yan yung challenge. Because right now, based on statistics, based on my observation, based on my personal experience, when women tends to think and feel that they are independent, since bihira yon, since grabe yon, since it's a little bit more significant sa mga babae, they tend to be really entitled around it. Naakala nila, yun na yung pinaka-valuable. So what's happening is, kaya hindi nag-work yung mga relationship right now if the lady is actually earning a lot of money. At ipinartner mo yan sa lalaking kumikita din. Sometimes, imbis na advantage sana yon, or maybe most of the time, imbis na magkakatulungan sana, imbis na may synergy sana, nag-aaway. Kasi walang interdependence. And it's actually a hard thing. You have to drop your ego. And you really have to work well with people. Kaya nga dito pumapasok yung leadership and organizational skills. Kasi diba ikaw, leader ka. Siyempre, may iba't ibang tao kang hawak. You have to learn how to organize them. Kasi meron dyan na magaling mag-isa. Meron dyan na hindi mo pwedeng pagsamahin. At meron dyan na dapat mong pagsamahin. Meron pa nga minsan parehong hindi magaling . Pag nagsama, ang ganda ng nagiging resulta. Meron din naman na sobrang gagaling pag pinagsama mo, nag-aaway. Nagpapataasan ng ego, nagyayabangan, nagpapataasan ng ihi. Diyan napapasok yung combination ng skills na binigay ko sa inyo kanina. And syempre, Maybe you will tell me, Sister MJ, judgmental. Mga lalaki din naman ganon. That's actually true. There are some men na pag nakatikim ng pera, sobrang taas din talaga ng ego. And sometimes, yung mga lalaki, sa kapwa lalaki, pag nakatiming again ng parehong magaling, minsan, imbis na magtulungan, nag-aaway, pataasan ng ihi. Iba't ibang klaseng sitwasyon at maraming dahilan yan. Minsan, ganun din yung nangyayari sa relationships. Alam naman natin, hindi naman babae lang lagi yung problema. Pareho yan. Kasi pwedeng si babae, boss babe, boss chick, boss babe, boss chick yung pumasok sa isip ko, boss babe, boss lady or whatever, diba? Malakas kumita, sa lalaki malakas kumita. Pero there will be times na mas malaki siyang kumita, mas magaling siya . Minsan sa lalaki ayaw magpatalo. Tinataasan ng ego. So nangyayari, imbis na they are working together, since mataas ang ego ng lalaki, bagsak din ang relationship. So bottom line, if you don't have interdependence, most of the time, hindi rin maganda yung magiging relationship mo sa partner mo, sa family mo, sa mga katrabaho mo, and most importantly, sa negosyo mo. This is actually a fundamental skill, interdependence. Number 9, people skills. Obviously, you have to grow, kaya nga skills yung pinag-uusapan natin, di ba? But you also have to learn how to develop the skills of other people. You have to learn how to mentor them, nurture them, make them grow, help them grow. Kailangan kaya mong mag-duplicate. Kailangan kaya mong mag-multiply ng sarili mo. Kailangan kaya mong maipasa yung skills mo, yung galing mo. People skills also mean na mataas yung emotional quotient mo. Magaling kang bumasa ng tao. You have empathy. Nararamdaman mo pag hindi na okay yung tao mo. Alam mo yung kailangan nila. Ramdam mo pag gutom na sila. Ramdam mo pag nabuburn out na sila. Ramdam mo pag pagod sila. Ramdam mo pag di na sila okay. Ramdam mo pag cloudy na yung vision nila. Ramdam mo pag sobrang bugbog na sila sa noises of expectations, noises of negativity, noises of toxicity. And because of the people skills that you have, it will help you organize your team, organize your people. It will help you lead them. Because you will be able to lead people if you have empathy. Kung ramdam mo, kung alam mo, kung naiintindihan mo sa lahat, nakaka-relate ka sa kanila. And people skills will also help you communicate, sell. Kasi having high emotional quotients will actually help you develop strategies because you know the behavior of the marketplace. You know how people behave. You know how people decide. You know why people do what they do. At ituturo ko yan sa course natin. Abangan nyo yan guys kasi sa lahat ng video natin, ilalagay namin yung link sa ating course. Super excited for that. And of course, pag na-develop mo yung people skills mo, gagaling ka rin sa negotiation skills. Kasi magaling kang makiramdam at magaling kang bumasa. Number 10, the last and I think one of the most important, if not the most important. Kasi lahat naman yan mahalaga . Number 10 is state management. You have to learn how to manage your state. I'm talking about mental, physical, emotional state. Kailangan kaya mong i-handle yung emotion mo. Kailangan kaya mong i-handle yung overthinking mo. Kailangan kaya mong i-handle yung katawan mo, palakasin yung katawan mo, pasunurin yung katawan mo. Because every day you will not be motivated. Every day you won't be inspired to do work. Hindi ka robot. Kahit gaano ka kasanay sa rejection, tatalban ka pa rin. Masasaktan ka pa rin. Kahit gaano ka ka-strong, tao ka pa rin. And tayong mga negosyante, ito nangyayari. Sa pamilya natin, sa inner circle natin, sa mga mahal natin sa buhay, naaalala lang nila tayo kapag may problema sila. Especially if you are the leader, even in your business, if you are handling people, nako, tanda mo to. If you are handling people, if you are on top of the food chain, if you are the CEO, if you are the founder, talapitan ka lang ng tao mo kapag may problema sila, kapag stress sila. Pero kapag masaya sila, hindi ikaw yung una na lang maiisip. They will be celebrating with their families. They will be celebrating with other people. Wala tayong magagawa. Because we are leaders, we want what's best for them. We want them to be happy. Pero kailangan mong tanggapin yun at kailangan mong matutunan pa paano mo i-handle yung state mo. If you are good in branding, if you are good in sales and marketing, sumikat ka bigla sa social media because of your content creation, because of the products that you have to learn how to handle the bashers. And technically, you are not handling the bashers . You are handling yourself while you have bashers. Mali kasi yung idea na paano mo i-handle yung bashers. Hindi mo sila ma-control. Hindi mo sila i-handle. Ang i-handle mo, yung sarili mo. na kailangan kahit marami kang basher, hindi ka magde-decide ng mali. Hindi ka magsasalita ng mali. Hindi ka makakagawa ng bagay na hindi mo na kayang bawiin. So it's all about handling yourself, focusing on what you can control. So kung mapapansin nyo, most leaders, especially hyper-successful leaders, maayos yung katawan nila. Kaya na lang i-handle yung katawan nila. At pinapalakas nila yung katawan nila kasi alam nilang kailangan malakas sila physically because they will be making a lot of decisions. They will be facing challenges. They will be facing struggles in life. Kaya nagwo-workout tayo. Kailangan sa utak mo, pag may problema ka, kaya mong i-set aside yung hindi naman kailangan ngayon. Dapat kaya mong i-park muna yung mga hindi naman solvable ngayon. At ang pinakamahalaga dito, yung emotion mo. Kailangan kaya mo munang itago. Balikan mo na lang mamaya. May stress ka, may problema ka, may mabigat kang pinagdadaanan, iwan mo muna sa bahay o ilagay mo muna sa box. Pagtapos ka nang harapin yung mga solvable na problems mo, pagtapos ka na sa negosyo mo, pag nagawa mo na lahat ng dapat mong gawin, especially yung magpapakain sa'yo, yung magbibigay sa'yo ng cash flow, buksan mo ulit yung box ng problema. Learn how to step back. And I think I was able to reach my level of success right now because I know how to handle my emotions well. I know how to handle my state very well. And this is actually the most common problems when it comes to entrepreneurs. Bakit ang daming nagpapakamatay? Bakit ang daming nalulugi? Bakit ang daming nagkakamali ng desisyon? Kasi hanggang ngayon, emotional sila. And I can teach you how to manage your state. At matututunan natin yan sa ating course, Success Blueprint. Abangan nyo yan sa lahat ng mga podcast natin, sa lahat ng mga content natin, sa description ng video na to, because we will be putting the link as soon as possible, as soon as available na para sa inyo. And ang good news ko sa inyo, tapos na namin i-edit lahat ng videos. We are just preparing all the materials for you guys. Super excited right now because this will be the best-selling course. I tell you that right now. And I want you to be part of it. So again, right now, I really hope marami kayo natutunan. And feel free to watch this video over and over because we're talking about something a little bit more technical right now. And mahalaga rin sa mga nagsisimula pa lang magnegosyo, aralin nyo na lahat ng skills na nabanggit ko dito. Doon naman sa mga nagne-negosyo na, mas lalong kailangan mong aralin lahat ng skills na nandito. Even if you are an employee, even if you are a manager right now, you can actually build more value by learning the skills that I mentioned here. Why? Kasi pag natutunan mo lahat ng skills na nabanggit ko, you will be able to build value in your company. Mataas yung chance mong ma-promote. Magiging valuable ka sa boss mo kasi alam niya na lahat ng skills na to kailangan sa negosyo niya. So kung meron kang mamamaster na skills na nabanggit ko, panalo ka. You will be promoted. You will build more value. You will create more value and value equals money. And that's what we want, right? We want to build more wealth so we can have financial freedom and time freedom as well. And of course, if you want to learn all this while achieving your goals and dreams, learning about your own patterns na hindi nakakatulong sa'yo, and learning about the patterns of hyper-successful people, including me, what if you can learn my pattern? What if you can incorporate my pattern and create a new pattern in your life that will help you grow, move forward, have better relationships, and most importantly, learning about the 7 master steps for you to achieve your goals and dreams. Matututunan nyo yan sa ating Success Blueprint soon. Abangan nyo sa course natin. So yun lang guys, if you like this video, and I'm sure that you do, please like, comment, share. Screenshot nyo to, share nyo sa Instagram nyo, i-myday nyo, share nyo sa Facebook nyo, itag nyo ako. And make sure to give us a 5-star rating in Spotify. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and share this video. Like, comment, share in Facebook. And we are also active in Instagram right now, TikTok. And syempre, lahatin nyo na. Lahat ng channel natin. At abangan nyo yung parating nating course. Yun lang guys, this is the end of the podcast and always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.